Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about a situation where one person gave a second person his food to be the shomer, to safeguard that food, and then the food starts to decrease. It starts to get either moldy or mice are eating from it, and now the shomer has that food in his possession. Should he sell it and have the value be retained? Or does he hold on to that actual food, even though there's a constant decrease in the value of the food because of the mice eating it? For example, Mishnah says, "Hamafkid perot etzel havero." If somebody deposits produce with his friend, afilu hen avudin lo yigabahen. Even if he sees that the food is becoming slowly ruined, the shomer shouldn't touch it. He's not allowed to sell it, even though he has the ability to save money for the person who deposited the food with him. He should not sell that food, because the Gemara comments and says, "Rotze adam bekav shelo mitisha kabin shel havero." A person would rather his one kav, a kav is a measurement of his own produce, than nine kav of produce from his friend from somewhere else. And the reason is that the produce that a person works for is haviv alav al yedei she'amalbo. He loves it very much and he appreciates his own produce because he worked hard for it, than nine produce of somebody else that worked for it. Somebody enjoys the fruits of their own labor. Therefore, we say, even though there's a decrease in the amount of food because of the mice, he shouldn't sell it. He should hold on to it, the shomer, even because the person wants his own stuff. But here we're talking about a regular decrease, a normal, what happens in the market, normal inflation, for example. It normally goes down a few percent a year in value. But the Gemara comments over here and says, "Aval im avdu yoter mikdei hasronan." If there's an abnormal amount of loss, then it becomes an issue, and in that case, he would sell it for his friend. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is going to disagree. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, mochran bifnei bet din. Says Rashbag, the shomer sells it in front of the bet din. He sells it once the bet din gave him permission. Mipeneh shehu kemeshiv aveda labe'alim. Because in this case, it's like a person who is returning a lost object to its owner. According to Rashbag, this Tana, the owner, he wants his produce to be sold. He doesn't want to have further loss, even though he's going to now replace it with the produce of others, because he can take that money that his own produce was sold for and he'll buy other produce. So therefore, selling of the produce is considered to be a benefit for him, as is returning his own property. So therefore, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the shomer should sell the produce, retain that amount of money, and then eventually you return that money to the owner and he could buy new produce with it. But we should note over here, this is only in a situation where the owner is not in town and you can't clarify what he wants done with his own food. If he is in town, then the shomer is not allowed to sell him. He has to go to him and inform him of what's going on before he decides what to do.